Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Come here, just an update on the J-Lo thingamajigger.
Mockumentary?
Yeah, probably the quickest way to describe it. Do you remember she wanted Derek Hough? And, like, for the wedding.
Sorry, yeah, but he went. He came in the end.
He came in the end.
Yeah.
But there was a big thing. She was, like, the scene was her talking on speakerphone to our manager. And our manager was like, no, he's wedding. And she's like...
Who's?
And she goes, I don't know, he's like, it's a wedding, he's part of a wedding. She was like, oh, call him. Do you know whose wedding it was?
Who?
His. It was his fucking wedding. And the fucking Egypt moved it to do this J-Lo thing.
What?
And this is confirmed. He's done interviews about this. It was his fucking wedding.
Okay, he's a bigger loser than her for that. He is a bigger loser than her.
Again, music very loud. I'm so sorry.
you're not quite getting it.
Jesus. Well, you are awake now, I tell you.
Oh, how are you?
Grand. So welcome to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
There's a bit more about that J-Lo thing. Did you see one of the blind items girls on TikTok passed away?
Yeah. Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah, and she has, like, well, let's say, like a double barrel surname.
Yeah.
But they're all going ham at J-Lo.
Why?
Because she had her original account blocked. She had a band.
Okay, that's allowed now.
So they're going ham at J-Lo for that. And, like, she was going through some sort of, I don't know, there was a week between something and her passing away. So they're, you know, they're all just on top of her now.
Yeah, Kyle Marissa Roth.
Yeah, so there you go.
I think celebrities are allowed. I saw Zavaya, do you know her?
Zavaya.
So I saw Zavaya put up something because she had, like, a viral moment and loads of people are obviously body shaming her because, like, why wouldn't they? You know?
The fat phobia.
Because they love that. So she kind of put up a thing being like, I know people make these videos and think that I won't see them. But just to let you know, I have.
Right.
And so that happened and she was like, a couple of things. I was 16 there and I wasn't healthy. And then she kind of goes through. Anyway, that's not the point kind of thing. And then I also saw there's another girl that went viral. There's a video, I don't know and I don't care about it because I don't. Unperpetuated anyway. Some fucking Egypt bloke from America who floats around and does these kind of like hot mic situations had done this video and there's a girl in the background who's like trying to help her friend.
I saw something about I couldn't see the original one.
That was taken down. He took it down.
Yeah.
And she put up a video about it, like bawling her eyes out. She's from the UK. I'm not sure. I think she might be Scottish anyway.
Right.
The girl is like bawling her eyes out. And she's just like, look, I am so used to fatphobic comments. I'm so used to comments on my appearance. I'm used to it. But like when you have something that goes that viral, it just gets a bit intense. Like every second comment is literally calling me like the most horrible things under the world. And then that video in turn went viral.
Yeah.
Because she was like, hi, I'm that girl from the video. I'm just like, can you just fuck off? Like, can you just let up for a minute? And why are we allowing this to happen? And then Drew Afualo? Afualo? She, everybody was tagging her because she's like,
she's
the one.
She's the spokesperson for all
she's
women.
She's the spokesperson for all women. And it got to her then. She was like, I saw the original video by that fuck ass guy. And I saw the video from the creator. And just kind of goes into a litany of like, she was like, here's the easiest clapbacks when men who are just so foul looking seem to think it's okay to comment on your appearance. And she just kind of runs through them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but also we are just at this peak point where like, do people think that you're invisible on the fucking internet? Like, I can see you. And I can click into your profile and see you and see your fucking hairline and see, like, all of these. Yeah. Like, it's like, how does that not go into your brain?
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the original point, I don't think there's an issue. As a celebrity, you can kind of, like, it's like when Khloe Kardashian said she just had to stop. Like she turned off all Google alerts of her name and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're allowed. Like, J-Lo's allowed, block your one.
No, she got her banned. She had like...
Oh, banned?
Yeah, she got
her... said blocked.
Her whole... Sorry, I did say blocked.
Yeah.
But I said banned after it. No, she got her whole page banned rather than the few videos that... And obviously this, like...
How did J-Lo do that?
I don't know. Well, this
is everyone sure that it was J-Lo?
See, this is the
yeah.
It's the kind of thing, but like, it's apparently she did.
Yeah.
Now your one came back because she had a backup account and she had said that it was her.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't like.
I don't know. It's a strange one. Sorry, that's different. But what I am saying is, I don't. But like, I believe you're allowed to block anyone you want to.
Absolutely.
In the world,
you can block,
at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this digital age where we're so accessible to people is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like there's an issue whether you're Beyonce or me and you.
Yeah.
I feel like you can just go right ahead. You don't need an excuse. And if there's any kind of weird behavior, because there's like in one of the group chats at the moment, there's been like an outing of a troll and I'm leaving her because she's been a patron before. And if you're a hater who pays me, that's perfect, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually perfect. But some of the other girls are not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you cut off the fucking head of one snake, three more grows. But you know, it's just kind of like, even talking about it now is galvanizing a group of fucking weirdos, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, I've just calmed down a little bit about it because I'm like, okay, fine. I don't actually give that much of a fuck.
Like, you could, but in simple terms, you'd turn around and say, oh, well, I'll block them. They're not going to miss me anyway, given their comments about me. But that's not the case, though. They are.
But there's loads of things. This is something else. There's loads of things that you can do to people. Like, you can block them from your stories and leave them on your profile, which I think is one of the fucking funniest things in the entire world. And it's something that I've been trying to practice a lot lately.
Yeah.
So you can see and you can interact with my grid, which you're not doing anyway.
Yeah.
Sitting there dormant because you don't get to see my day to day. You don't get to see any of the fun shit. You just get like the posts that you get branded content. Thank you for the fucking spin. Thank you for the watch, girl. Thank you. So it's kind of, there's plenty of things that you can do nowadays. And we were kind of having that debate. But I do, one of the girls kind of brought up that she was like, I don't like a dormant. Like, if somebody, because we were like going through, we were like comparing like patron receipts and all that other kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, they haven't been on Patreon since like 2023. And you know, that kind of way. I was like, it's been a while and don't particularly care. And all that, as I said, you cut off the head of one snake and three more pops up. I don't particularly give a fuck. And this individual in particular is very unwell.
Right.
Very unwell.
Okay.
Like very, very, very unwell. So I can't, like, there's nothing I do that's going to stop that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you see my logic?
Yeah.
Like, I can't, this is like a 9-to-5 job for this person.
Yeah, yeah.
This is something that they troll all day every day, and it's pathetic, but it's also not, you're not well.
So
kind of, it's a little bit,
you do, there is a point where you're just like, oh look, I'm never going to get through to this person.
Yeah, like I'm like, I'm not going to be the thing that helps them. Yeah, me blocking them isn't going to be the thing that makes them fucking wake up.
Yeah.
It's not just me. Mm-hmm. There's like, this is literally their full time, their obsession, mm-hmm. their favorite thing to do. I can't stop that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like.
Very true.
I can't do much about that. But anyway, so, kind of got it. So, like one of the girls was basically saying, she was like, if you're just going to be sitting there, if you've been like on Patreon of like, if you've been on Patreon, if you've been here, if you've been there, if you've been following for this amount of time, if you've been whatever, and you've never interacted with me, I don't want you here anyway. Mm-hmm. Which I do understand.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's fair too. Because I'm like, what are you doing just sitting? Do you know what I mean? Like, not a comment, not a message, not a... But then at the same time, I don't... Plenty of people that I followed probably for years... I do think that like paying for content is a different thing.
That's a different thing. Yeah. Because I do.
My friend was saying.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, okay, but she's paid you for content. And I'm like, yeah, but there are plenty of losers out there who hate me, who have paid for my content before, who have interacted again, who sit on my profile and continue like to watch my branded content.
It's mad.
Thank you for the interaction.
Yeah, it's stunning. I know. Did you see on our podcast TikTok?
Yeah.
We can see the profile views.
Yeah.
On our personal ones, we can't.
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know.
Is it because of the amount of followers?
We've under a certain amount of followers, yeah. Under a certain amount of followers,
you can
see who's looking.
It's less to keep track of for TikTok, like.
I don't really understand the kind of...
The logic.
The logic, anyone good?
No.
Okay.
It'd be just people that obviously saw on the For You page and probably went on to see other videos. Do you know what I mean? Like, just no, nothing sinister.
Yeah.
Like, we had like 40 fucking five. We never posted on TikTok.
Yeah, no, we had three videos knocking around there for the past 2 years.
So we had like 45 followers before I posted yesterday. Now we've like over 200, you know. Like,
we've over 400. How dare you?
Do we? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I haven't checked in.
I'm how dare you?
I'm a busy man too.
Busy man
too. That's still real fucking loud, isn't it?
Sorry about that.
I don't want the mics to be too loud and then the music. Ah, fuck it. And anyway, look, it doesn't matter.
Quick one.
What?
Jojo Siwa.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we were supposed to do Jojo this week. We're not doing Jojo this week because the thing that we're doing has blown up. So therefore we're doing that. Because anyway, Jojo was on Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday. I got 10 minutes into the interview and holy shit, the stuff that I learned about her and her family is fucking insane.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Now, again, Alex Cooper as an interviewer, not my fave, not my bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's too fucking much like this all of the time.
Yeah.
And it's everything. And it's like, Jojo, how the fuck were you having a relationship with somebody at? Like, that's how she talks. Consistently.
I saw clips, yeah.
To all of you people who listen to her, how? No,
chips, please.
No, she's like number two podcast in the world.
Yeah, I know.
Holy fuck.
I don't know.
Good for her, but I don't, I'm like, whoa, I'm like on a trip.
Yeah.
Every time.
Not your bag, yeah.
Yeah. So Jojo's on it and within the first 8 minutes, I find out that she's from Oklahoma originally. And this is, again, please, within the first 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's from Oklahoma originally. I don't know how this conversation came up. She was wearing some fucking bejeweled hat.
Fringe hat.
Yeah. And she talks about it like her and her mom still do costumes and stuff like that together. And she's like, you recently don't live with your parents. She was like, yeah, as of last week. I don't live with my parents anymore.
Right.
And she was like, oh, how did that happen? She was like, but hold on. How the fuck did you have this relationship? Anyway, so Jojo says that since she was a child, so the way that it was when she was a kid, doing Dance Moms and all that other stuff. And this is kind of the same, it's the same story you hear in a lot of like child actors and child stars' lives. The mum and her moved to LA and the dad and the brother stayed in Oklahoma, I'm pretty sure. So that was a thing for a while. But you also learn that like she got famous at what, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was a child. Like, she's still very young. She's only 20 now. But she was super young when she got famous and obviously made a lot of money from Jojo Bows and all of the merch that came with being the, like, breakout star of Dance Moms. Everything. She did shows, she did all of this kind of stuff. So obviously she was making a lot of money from a very young age. Mm-hmm. So then when it came, I think, a bit more legitimate, her dad and her brother moved to LA as well.
Yeah, because it was a constant stream of income and they could probably live yeah. off her.
So there was enough kind of money going on there.
Yeah.
So then she goes on to say that there was a lot of worry when it came to her coming of age, when it came to her money from her parents. And her parents were terrified that she was not going to take care of them.
Right.
This is within the first 8 minutes of this podcast.
Okay.
And she was like, and I kept reassuring my parents, I would never do that to you. But there was a lot of worry on their side.
For a 9-year-old?
For whatever, since, like, I don't know if she was 9 at the time, maybe 14. Yeah. Maybe okay. maybe 14, which is so much better, isn't it, Jen?
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah. So she was like, and I you know, I told my parents multiple times, like, you don't need to worry about, I'm not that kind of person. Oh, I'm not I know. I'm not that kind of person, Mom. I'm not going to do that. I can't actually, that's ripping my throat apart.
I'm going to look after you, Mom. Stop worrying.
So we went and we bought a house, okay? So we bought this house.
Oh, stop it. Right.
So she goes on, she says, we bought a house and the house was, we didn't know who the house was going to be, who was going to own this house. But we knew that it was going to be somebody. She said, somebody's forever home. So she said her brother, I think 2 years ago, fucked off and moved out. That was fine. So it was just her, her mom and her dad living in the house. And then this year, so earlier this year, she went to somewhere, Atlantic City or some shit like that, to film for 6 weeks. And she was on her own pretty much for the longest amount of time that she has been on her own. Mm-hmm. And again, she's, because her girlfriend, her ex-girlfriend, you know, one of her exes.
One of my exes.
Was living in the house with the family.
Okay.
Too. I was like, wow. Anyway. So she was like, when I was there, I just was like, this is it. So I said to my mom and dad, you got to be gone by April 1st.
Oh.
But she was like, of course I took care of them. So of course she went and purchased somewhere. Another property yeah. or whatever it was. And so then Alex was like, so you're in. She was like, no, I stayed in the house. My parents left the house. So she was like, so now it's my home. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like one of the most fucked up sad stories I think I've heard.
Yeah.
In a while when it comes to like, so I don't know. That just kind of really, I was like, oh dear, there's a lot to.
There's going to be their side, I think.
There's a, like, I don't know. No, they're friends. They're still our besties or whatever already? Else. Like, oh yeah, they're still all like, she's like, my parents are my favorite people in the world. Like, you know, my parents are.
You sound like one of Marge's sister. Like,
it's right to say, I think. Madge. So, haven't got Selma. The tone properly yet.
Selma. I swear to God, and I'm so happy to see it. Jasper the Doll did the dream guest of my podcast. I don't know. Let's spice things up. One of my exes.
Oh,
for fuck's sake. So
she's still mates with the parents anyway, yeah, and all okay. that other shite. So that's mad. But I was like, wow, what a really fucking, like, the fact that you've had to like worry about that as a young child and teenage, tween and teenager, just definitely
pressure that, yeah,
yeah, and also like the fact that you were like, so, you know, I kept saying the fact that that was a worry of your parents, like that is insane to me. I don't know. Anyway.
They were probably after giving up their jobs, giving up their lives.
Yeah, but kids shouldn't be famous, Jen. I don't know if we've talked about this before. Kids
we might have mentioned it.
I think I might have mentioned it.
We may have mentioned it.
Maybe did a couple of episodes on it. Kids shouldn't be famous and shouldn't support their family and shouldn't have any kind of fiscal responsibility when it comes to their family.
No, I know.
And that's kind of where I'm at with that one. So I just thought I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, I need to actually get all up in this. So,
and like it or not, did you see that fucking video? Like it or not, who are you thinking about the last 3 days? And then everybody's just like, so I can't stop thinking about the fact that like, they're stitching it.
Oh, okay.
But she's talking about her own song, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Britt Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
The original Karma
singer.
Chameleon.
Yeah, so Britt Smith, she recorded this song in 2012 in the Timbaland era.
By the way, this is not a good song. Can I just preface what you're about to say with the fact that this sounds like a Timbaland cast off?
Yeah, yeah. Not which it is.
Which it, but it was a Disney cast off that became a Timbaland cast off that became this. Yeah.
So basically, she recorded the song. There was a video done and everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's
Betty White was in the fucking video.
Who?
Betty White.
Oh yeah.
Was in the fucking video. Mm-hmm. So she liked the song at the time, but it was unreleased. What was it, Rock Mafia or something like that, with the record company made her go in a different direction. It flopped and she just gave up on the music career. But since this has come out that JoJo Siwa has been like, first of her generation, you know, the kind of bullshit that she's coming out with and the discourse that's going on around it, like it or not, she is having that moment. Like, she is having, yeah. It's not the same as Miley Cyrus's moment, because Miley Cyrus didn't go on about herself as much. She just lived it. Whereas JoJo Siwa is like, I am doing exactly what Miley Cyrus she's did and I am amazing at it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. Like, you can see it.
Yeah.
But because people are kind of like laughing at JoJo Siwa for all of this, they Britt Smith's version of the song is now at number 3 in the US charts.
Shut up!
No, this is... Oh, so you didn't know that? Yeah. No, it's back out. And Britt Smith has posted on TikTok and I was just like, thank you very much. And it, like, she seems really happy about it.
I know, because she would be making nice royalties from that.
No, of course she would. Yeah. But I think it was more so... because she did an interview before any of this happened.
Yeah.
And I think that's what sparked everybody off, like, downloading her version. She was like, no, I had it. And I think it's stuff that JoJo's saying about the song is in... She's basically saying that she's the best and nobody else has done it. Or, you know, there was no reference to it being done before.
No, I know. And I think this is where it's like, I think what I want to do with the JoJo episode is I actually want to, like, wait a bit and, like,
there's
so much comparison that can go on here between, like, what happened with J-Lo, what's happening with JoJo, you know, those kind of things like, the ego of the celebrity is almost greater than the sum of its parts. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening here because, again, really briefly, JoJo, it has self-funded this. This is not like, a label wasn't like, holy fuck, we got to stop, baby, we got to do this. No,
Yes. It
was very much, again, a Rock Mafia song. This is when Miley was growing up a little bit. And this is Miley's, again, can't be tamed era, not her bangers era. Yeah. It's can't be tamed. And as you said, she was just doing it. She wasn't like talking about it. It was just like part of it. But you definitely know Rock Mafia from that. Like when we got that real cheesy electro pop era that we all had, that kind of had like random beats and hip hop producers were working with, you know, more dance beats. And it was all the like, again... Not even Timbaland, Mr. Mosley himself could fucking resurrect that bad boy.
Black Eyed Peas were with David Guetta.
That kind of shite that we were all living in, that we were loving.
Yeah.
Tayo Cruz was absolutely laughing his way to the bank.
Yeah, he really was. Still getting fucking played like a star.
Heartbreaker. Absolute banger. And he will have his renaissance. But yeah, I think there's more bits that I want to ingest. Yeah. There's more tidbits. I think there's going to be more to this. I don't think it's going to be like a flash in the pan. I think it's going to like continue to escalate.
Yeah.
Escalate. So
send us little DMs as well. What you want.
What you want. Yeah. Because I'm kind of like, there's plenty of fucking podcasts out there. There's plenty of bits and bobs. I'm like, I know that when we do these deep dives, we do them in our very own, very specific way.
Yeah.
But I would like to hear more from the... what's the demand? Let us know if there is a demand.
And I want to know your opinions on it. Like when you see her, what comes up in your head? Because I just think the wit of our listeners is unmatched.
Yeah, it is. You're on a level.
It's absolutely fantastic.
On a level, on a vibe.
On a level, on a vibe. This episode.
Let's dive right in, shall we?
22 minutes in.
We are getting better and better, gang. We are getting better and better.
We're fantastic.
And I wouldn't mind. There's so much. Anyway, we'll have to go. There's loads of stuff that we got to do. Because I've played the detective this week.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean?
I have. We're not going to be able to talk about it on the main. We are going to be able to talk about it on the Patreon. I have figured out a mystery in my friend group as to what happened to a relationship that, you know, of like an acquaintance, but wasn't an acquaintance, of somebody that we all kind of like knew.
Okay.
And a Facebook group.
Oh.
Gave me the answers that I...
No. I went to invite you. So I'm obviously not
I'm in a baby.
Because I went to invite you the other day and you were already in it. So it must be the other one that neither of us can get into.
But it doesn't matter because I got everything I needed from that
Fantastic.
One. OMG, you are going to lose your little brain.
Look at you with the little clickbait.
No, but no, I'm not even, because I'm like, my phone, that's, if you heard the vibrate, that was my phone going off. because my sister, I was able to tell my sister. My sister was like, holy fuck, what are the chances? And I was like, God knows. It's a 2-year-old question that I have resolution for.
Oh my God, fantastic. Like,
sorry, a 2-year-old drama slash mystery slash question that I have had an answer from the Facebook groups.
The Facebook, you can
do bit of vigilance, midnight scrolling.
They're all so
cheeky fucker I am.
Cheeky fucker.
So what happened is there was,
yeah,
we had a discussion, was it last week or the week before?
It was like the dating disasters in the middle. I listened to it last week because I was looking for the clip for the video, so it was last week. And we were saying we must do an episode on what magic powers we'd like, and one of our listeners DM'd us with a fucking cracker of an idea.
Okay, so our listener said, and it was the magic power thing that we asked, but we had also just done the unhinged Tinder messages and internet messages from boys. So this is what our lovely listener said. Whew. Hey, gals. Listening to your discussion on magic powers on this week's episode and what you do with them. I used to have a prompt on my Hinge saying, if you could cast a petty spell on one of your enemies, what would it be? Naturally, because I'm a straight woman, all of the responses were absolutely terrible. Cue 50 men replying something along the lines of, they shit themselves every time they leave the house, ha! One of my exes. Anyway, would love to hear what you and the listeners would do for your petty spells and get some more highbrow responses. For example, my initial spell was that no matter what form of transport they take, they will always be late. It could be 10 minutes, it could be 2 hours, they'll never know. Or that every time that they drink a hot drink, it's only a lukewarm drink. Or one of my friends had also suggested that their socks constantly fall down inside of their shoes. Petty queens.
Yeah.
So the question is, for your enemies, if you could put a spell on one of your enemies.
Hex them with a petty spell.
If you could hex them, what would it be? And that's what we're going to fucking run through right now.
What would yours be?
Oh, I've had a long time to think about this and yet I haven't come up with one.
Have you not?
No.
My immediately came to mind, you know, when you're walking into a room and some item of clothing gets caught on the handle.
It's oh yeah,
that's the most back. Infuriating.
It is. It's
you could be in. You could have just win in the lotto. You could be, like, on. You could be going through a fucking phase of euphoria, and that'll still piss you off.
Yeah,
it fucking wrecks my head.
You could be hammered, and that would still annoy you. Yeah.
It's one of those. It's just like the fucking door getting you in the headlock.
Yeah,
and then in the car, sometimes it happens with me when I have a handbag. You know, with me with the long strap.
Yeah.
Now, more so when I had a car with a gear stick, always caught when I was trying to get out of the car. But now it's like the lever, you know, on the passenger seat where you pull your chair back.
Yeah.
It gets caught on that. It's the same vibe. I fucking hate it. So that would be the petty hex that I would put on my enemies. Every time they walk into a room, they get caught by the door.
That is good.
And they know. Because they're used to it now. I set the hex on them 2 years ago and they're just standing at the threshold of every door. Being as careful as they can. They're creeping in. That's leading in.
They're like, ooh.
And the door.
And the door's like,
yeah, cheeky.
Imagine you'd be so terrified of doorways, wouldn't you?
Oh my, that's what I mean. It's perfect.
Yeah. I actually just thought of one. Crumbs in the bed. Oh. Or every time they have a meal, they spill a bit on themselves.
Oh God.
And that bit that they spill gives them that real oily, greasy feeling. You know, when you spill like pizza grease on yourself and you're like, I'll never be clean again.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that I want them to have.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because most people have like the heebie-jeebies about mice and spiders and stuff.
Yeah.
Every time you go to get into bed, there's a spider on your pillow.
Yeah, that would be violent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what their enemy is. That'd I hope that
really
shows up.
Really work.
Yeah. Or they feel like they can hear them. It's like, it's not there, but they feel like it's there.
Like it's crawling on them or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Either that or like the Hat Man is always watching them.
The Hat Man?
Yeah, you know the Hat Man?
No.
Okay. If you don't know the Hat Man, we're not going
there. Oh, we're not going there?
We're not going there.
Actually, they're not really petty, are they? Like that spider one is kind of evil. I digress.
Yeah. Wet sleeve every time they wash their hands.
Yeah. Violent.
That is gross.
And but harmless. At the same time, so petty. Petty, yeah. Perfect.
True.
Petty, perfect. Every time my enemy washes their hair, they cannot fully rinse the shampoo out. You just go through life. Fuming. Wouldn't it?
It would be such a texture issue.
You wouldn't be able to get a brush through it.
Imagine a sooty scalp. Every day. The itch. Your wet, soggy pillow.
I don't think she means that. I think, do you ever, it happens with me with conditioner sometimes and there's like one blob of hair.
And you're like matted.
No, literally, it's still damp. Doesn't matter how much you dry, it's there.
No, matted a product.
Yeah, it's still there until the next wash. Imagine putting that on your enemy.
That would be violent.
Every single time.
Every time they do anything.
Yeah.
Vile.
I would simply shave my head. I'd be rocking it.
That would be the best.
When they go to open a can, the tab always breaks off, so they have to use a tin opener. Imagine what's for our can of Diet Coke.
That's vicious. Imagine shoving. And you know when you get your, you know the little cut that you get?
No.
That would be, imagine that. A million paper cuts.
No. It's just for a simple, like quenchy bev when you're having it. You know what I mean?
A quenchy bev.
A quenchy bev.
Quenchy bev. What are you, Australian over there?
Fuck off, cunt. No, like just a quick, you just want a quick sup. Something you have to, oh, use a fucking can, a tin opener. You'd want to be some bastard in the first place for somebody to put that hex on you.
Yeah, that would be, they definitely did the dirt on
that
you.
That was evil.
They did
that's
the dirt.
That's not
on.
Petty, that's evil.
Sure.
They will forever have glitter in their pockets.
Yeah. That's a real man one.
Yeah.
That's a real one that I would put on a man that in any way slightly annoyed me. To be honest, that's probably perfect.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually, I'm trying to now engineer ways that I could do that. That's actually probably more perfect than anything that I've ever thought of. Because there is nothing that drives men more insane
than glitter.
Than glitter.
Yeah.
For some reason. It's like their vice. Their kryptonite. I'm like, there's plenty of things to be worrying about.
Men and parents, I would say. Do you know? So if he lives with his ma, extra fucked. But it's a possible one. You wouldn't even have to set a hex on him. You could literally have just a little, but then it'd probably be on you. Yeah.
True.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm. That their hair never styles the way that they want to have it.
Mm.
Or that their brows are always pushed back like Wolverine.
Yeah. And they can't do anything about it.
Every time you look in the mirror, fuck it.
It's on it again. Why did this just start happening one day?
Freaked.
You will be freaked.
You'll be freaked.
To be fair, yeah. Oh, this is my worst nightmare. This is verging on evil instead of petty. Urgently needs a wee every time they're stuck in traffic. I've been in that situation too many times. For me to agree with that, to condone that. Do you know?
Or wheeze themselves just a little bit right before they hit the bathroom.
Oh, there's no one.
Imagine. Nearly there.
The trickle. I'd be screaming. I'd be like, you know when you're on 2 feet and you're like that. And I'm touching cloths. And that kind of like, you'd be freaked.
But you're a little wet undies. On a hot day.
Oh no.
Violent.
Oh
no.
Violent stuff.
Absolutely gross.
At some point in each day, their pants become inside out on them. How would you explain that?
Well, I don't think I care that much.
Their pants?
Trousers or pants, like knickers?
Open to
either.
Yeah. Interpretation. It would be more effective if it was trousers.
If it was trousers, that would be like, how would you explain that?
The office.
How would you explain that?
You
Your friends
be.
Would think that you're doing it on purpose, which is the biggest problem. They'd be like, you have a real weird kink, my guy.
You're like, why does he keep doing it? You know, you'd be down at the canteen.
Yeah.
Did you see fucking Darren again?
Stay with that.
The fucking tag out. Bad enough we can see his arse crack.
Yeah.
Why does he keep doing this?
Violent.
Do you know? Like, yeah. It would be.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be.
You'd be very secluded, do you know?
If that. You'd be feeling very weird about it.
Yeah, you really would. And as well, all of these, you have to keep in mind. You'd be going, how did this start happen?
Yeah.
You would be.
Yeah, you'd be like, who did I put a fucking hex on?
All of a sudden, why are my pants inside out? Like, I just looked out. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And you'd be
imagine defending that people. Yeah. They'd be like, well, who did it then?
Yeah, oh, it wasn't
me. My ex actually put a spell on me?
No, yeah, but they don't know you put the spell on them. That's what I mean. They're like going to therapy. They're just like, I don't know, one day.
Every day.
Just every day. Eyebrows back like Wolverine.
Yeah. Pants inside out. Like,
glitter in my pockets. And my pants are inside out, so the glitter are now inside.
On my hairy legs.
Stop.
Violent. That would be foul.
Oh, God.
No, I couldn't cope with that. Every time they leave the house, their clothing or bag gets caught in the door handle. That's
brilliant. Uh-huh. And now you see, great minds. I hadn't even looked at that. For them to have constant chub rub on their bum. That's what the boyfriend said.
That would be so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, no thanks. That their jeans would get caught on door handles twice a day.
Oh,
the loops of the jean.
That's close.
Oh, that's so close.
That's a sleeve is bad enough, especially if you're wearing a swingy top, which is generally when it happens because it's swinging too much. the handle, are you not, you know what I mean? Like the
gravity
big
got
handle.
That. Yeah. Gravity got that one.
The big handle off the bag.
Yeah.
Jeans, that's very specific.
Yeah, that is intense.
Like you'd need to have. The trajectory of you walking into a room would want to be on point.
Absolutely.
That's why that pisses you off even more. And actually, for touche, that's even better. Anytime they touched their hair, it got caught under their nail, no matter how fresh the set was. Oh, God.
Or every time they got a set done, their nail chipped. Then they probably just stopped getting their nails done.
They probably would, yeah. You need to do these things that make it unavoidable.
Yeah, true. Yeah. My enemies would always have flashing petrol lights on. In a constant state of panic. Yeah. Take that.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice. That's a good one. When they troll someone, the same message would be sent to their employer and family. Like that.
I like that. That's just sure. Like...
It is harmful, but it's your own fault.
It is your own fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah, that would be gas.
Yeah. Forever patchy makeup, no product makeup, tool or skincare product will fix it. Yeah.
But then would they just stop wearing makeup? Probably.
Yeah.
But again, it's still a shit one because now they've had to stop
wearing makeup,
you know?
Yeah.
So that's fair. A constant twitch in their eye.
Oh. I do feel like boxing myself in the eye if I have one.
I feel like actually putting myself down.
Actually, now that I think of it, I'd give somebody less restless leg syndrome.
I have restless legs. Syndrome.
And no amount of Mint Parrot is sorting you out. No medication starting you. No amount of magnesium. Nope. You constantly feel like you need to kick the shit out of a wall.
Yeah, that would be.
I hate it. I get it in my thighs.
Or what about like a burst of energy right before they fall asleep?
Oh. Yeah.
That would be shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this every time. Doesn't matter if you're like, I'm so tired, my comfy bed. You just get this burst of energy.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Love that.
Right before
bed.
See,
they probably wouldn't feel bad because they have energy then.
Imagine 3 a.m. Can't wait to get into my cot.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, actually, I'm fine now. I could go all night. I don't think they'd be that affected by it. Just not being able to sleep in general, I think, is a better one. No?
No, but that's
harmful.
Really harmful, Jen. That's like, I wouldn't wish that on, I would wish it on certain
people,
but that's really harsh. That's way harsh.
Yeah.
For like a guy who ghosted you, that's really harsh. Like that's a bit too
very
much.
Very true. Yeah, very true.
You know, you kind of have to, you can't be sinister. Then we're as good as them. We're as bad as them.
Yeah,
whatever you want to say.
Very true. That's very true.
Never have a charger on hand. And if they do, it's a dodgy one that just keeps disconnecting.
Oh, there's nothing worse than technical. Bling. Oh, yes. Oh, wouldn't you be fucking raging?
Yeah.
Their bra pops open immediately. There's a lot of women against women here.
That's very... Yeah, well, look.
Near enemies, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? That there's always someone in their way, no matter where they go. Oh,
that's so frustrating. That's outrageously annoying.
I would box. Seriously. You're in your own gaff. Explain that.
Explain what? Yeah. Excuse me.
What? Who are you?
Like,
what are you doing here?
Should I just dropped in?
Cooper Sugar.
Dropped in, say hello. This one would drive me up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They forever have one nostril blocked.
Oh no. Yeah, that's fair.
That would kill me.
Yeah.
And imagine it changed.
Yeah.
Every time. Like you didn't know what one was going to be the one that.
You get relief for like 5 seconds. You're like, finally, this has been going on for 5 years.
Yeah. And then the next one happens. You're like. I've spent no less than €50 this week on nasal sprays.
I am now addicted to Sudafed spray. Thanks very much.
Little ourselves.
Yeah. Every pair of jocks they wear violates them and not in a good way.
Oh, up their arse. No thanks. There's nothing worse than very tight underwear, actually. You're like, get off me.
Did I ask you this before? Who does be going... No, I did ask you because then I found out you sleep commando. Who does be going to bed in a G-string?
Yeah, that's so wild to me.
It's mad, isn't it?
That is so wild to me.
Grant, like, I'm proper. I still wear my maternity knickers.
That's intense.
They're so comfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Who's going to bed in a G-string?
A lot of women.
I don't understand. Like, I get a saves on washing. Like, instead of having to change. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just...
Yeah, it's a lot.
It wouldn't be me now. Couldn't.
Wouldn't be you. Any pen that they have that they attempt to write with won't work.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
That would be so, imagine picking up another pen, picking up another, you'd be like, there, and somebody, give it to me. It works fine.
Oh, yes. That's the, yeah.
Handing it back and you going again. And
you'd be out of so many jobs. Is that not harmful?
See, those things would be so interesting because people would think that you were a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because imagine, right, that's writing fine, Carla. And then handing it back and me going.
Yeah.
And being like, okay. And then being like, there's something actually wrong with you, like, not in a good way.
Sorry, your fella just walked past here looking like an Ireland flag.
I know. He won't get in them fucking joggers, lads. I don't know what to do.
Bless him.
I know. He got these orange joggers. I don't know where he got them from. I think, like, ASOS or something, an unsupervised order, the odd one. Mm. And they're orange.
Yeah. And his top is green.
He loves them.
And his t-shirt hanging out.
Yeah.
In between the two is white.
White. He's not getting it, you know? He keeps getting pieces.
Yeah.
So, like, again, last year I overhauled his whole wardrobe. Got him actually
looking great.
Yeah, it looked fucking great.
The blonde hair and everything.
Had to do it again.
Okay.
And then this year, for some reason, he decided he brought... we're in Rome.
Mm.
And he brought all of his lovely bottoms. Nothing on top that matched. I was like, you can tell you packed on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is insane. And the odd, no, it was mad. When I mean mad, I mean I was like, what? You brought these gorgeous linen, navy linen trousers and a deep emerald baggy t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on up there?
Yeah.
How have you gotten it so wrong? And then your mom, and then I was like, why did you pack? And I kept saying, I was like, why did you pack without me? It's like, I just needed to get it done. I was like, but now we're here and nothing matches.
Mm.
And you're freaking out because nothing matches. But sure, I could have told you that none of that was going to match. You mad joke.
Yeah.
So then we had to go and get all new clothes. And yeah, he spent £250 on new clothes while we were over there. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Now, in all fairness, he was like, that's my lesson learned. I was like, good.
Now, there you go.
Yeah, but that's my lesson learned as he fucking cruises in like the Ireland flag. Mad. See, I was like, those
in the wrong order.
So this is my
such
issue.
A
you let them away with little things, right? So I was like, you can wear them around the house, but then he goes and wears them to Tesco, and Tesco's not the house.
Yeah,
you know,
you give them an inch, you know.
Yeah, they take a mile, guys.
Mm-hmm. Right, back to the petty hexes. Every time they go to the bathroom, there's no toilet paper.
Oh,
that would be annoying.
That would be so frustrating.
You haven't, and like, where do you store your toilet paper if it's not in the bathroom?
But you'd be like, I just put a roll down it's gone and you live alone.
In
like,
the
what?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Having to walk down the hill with swamp ass.
Oh, Jen. No.
Look, I'm saying how it will be.
I don't
you know?
Want
you have to face the reality here, Carla. Anytime our online orders get lost in transit.
You'd see it just stop ordering things, but then that would be so frustrating. Imagine I really want to order that. And then imagine that like transferred. So you'd be like, you ordered that for me there and it happened again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for
then
fuck's
the universe
sake.
Knows. The hex knows.
And again, everyone would be like, you're a freak.
Yeah. Every time they step out of the bed, they stand on a plug.
Yeah, that would, oh.
Perfect. It's absolutely perfect. An itch on their back and it cannot be reached.
Yeah, that's tough. Every time they wear nice clothes, they spill something down the front, like coffee or red wine.
Very stainable stuff, yeah.
So stainable.
Make them smell like whatever each person around them hates. No matter how much they shower.
Yeah, you'd be like...
So like if you hate flower bomb, you're smelling like flower bomb. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, imagine dupe.
Oh.
I'd be like, I can't go near you. I cannot go near you.
Especially if the people are verbal about it.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, you were in Kilwaters. So.
Yeah. I'd be like, is that Jupe?
Yeah. Oh, stop. Every time they use the stairs, they always miss a step and get mortified because they almost fell. These are fucking fantastic.
They are brilliant. No matter what bra they wear, the strap slips off the shoulder.
Oh, that hasn't happened to me in years.
Look at you.
I'm so, but then I'm still wearing maternity bras.
There you go.
You don't want to see what's under this, you know?
Yeah, true.
I'm giving you a picture here. Their orders at restaurants always come out wrong.
Oh. That so would then, have you but up then, the walls.
But then it'll be the chain reaction because they'll try to rectify and it'll still come out wrong. Every single time. They'll just have to give up.
I'd be like, no, I can't eat that. I cannot have that.
I asked for prawns. This is pork.
Yeah.
The fuck?
You'd be like, why are you giving me?
Why did you give me? No, this is chicken. I asked for pork.
And you're just sitting there as all your friends are.
Yeah. And they're just like, you're so annoying. But it's not your fault. Do you know?
Yeah.
And you're always the one. So actually, I know people like that. I think there is hexes on a few people that I know. Always have an itch on the bottom of their foot, below the ball, beside the arch.
Oh, that is it. That's a real specific, really itchy place. And now I feel like I need to itch it. I'm like, oh. My friend and I wish a red light on people who annoy us on the road. Harmless, but it is fun.
That's good,
yeah. Yeah, well, I do that too. I'm like, I hope you get stung on it. There's nothing funnier than when like a car like zooms up your hull and then like really like undertakes you very dangerously and they end up beside you. Yeah, and you're like, well, hello.
I know.
How did that get you?
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Because I'm mortified for you.
Very good. That they've fucking hell, somebody put a hex on me. That they've constantly got an itchy, tickly cough.
Oh, that's. Nah, that's sinister.
I would
imagine
say,
a constant. That would actually drive me. Yeah, that's too much. Like that's mental asylum stuff.
I'd be on Lexapro. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
I would be gone.
Yeah, you'd be on a high dosage. Like you. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be for this world anymore.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody cuts me off when I'm driving, I say that I hope that they get a puncture on an unimportant journey.
Oh.
Hate that.
Love that.
Imagine that.
Elastic in underwear would go.
Oh.
I can't say I can relate.
Actually, I have a new one. That their underwear always falls down inside of the trouser.
Yeah.
You know when you're shuffling?
Oh.
Happens to me.
Does it?
Yeah, happens to me quite
There's
a bit.
An awful lot of people with an awful lot of underwear problems. And yeah. I can't say it's the maternity stuff. Just wear that.
No, I think it's because you're straight size, love.
I don't, because the stuff that I wear is far too fucking big for me and it still doesn't fall down, so.
Even your jocks?
No.
Why are you wearing jocks that are too big for you, Majo?
Because they're so fucking comfortable.
True.
I should just go commando, but it's the thought of not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, nah. Make people shut up when they're talking shit / annoying you and you just want peace.
What?
As in you could, I think she's talking about like, we were asking for hexes, petty hexes. I think she's talking about magical power.
Oh.
Silence. I kill you. That kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, misunderstood, but anyway, we appreciate it all the same. They always have crumbs in their bed.
Yep.
Or on their clothes, always slightly damp. And their clothes are slightly damp.
No matter how much they drink, their thirst will never be quenched.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
Jesus Christ.
Horrible. And imagine you'd be pissing all the time too.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. And anytime they think how happy they are, they would only think, if only my name was here. Wistfully.
Yeah. Love that. We're going to wrap it up there. We have a few more in the box. We're going to complete them on Patreon. We also have Bad Neighbours Part 3 because we did Part 2 on
Bad Neighbours and
Mad Neighbours.
Mad Neighbours, Bad Neighbours and WhatsApp groups.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got a lot of them going on too.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I love it. People submitted after the episode, did they?
They did.
Lovely. I love that for them. Before we go, though, I have an unpopular opinion. A bit nervous to say this one.
I like when you're
because,
nervous.
Just because it's very... judgmental of me, and I'm sure there's the way I'm going to phrase it, right? You know the way that Twitter have, like, there's a specific group of people and they're called FIA 500?
Yeah.
I would be classed as FIA 500.
Yeah.
Even though I'm clearly not FIA 500. Like, I'm not fucking L from that fucking film, what's it called?
Legally Blonde. I don't think she's not FIA 500.
She is five.
She's not FIA 500.
Well, then what is FIA 500?
FIA 500 is like... And again, I'm not saying I believe in this. I'm not saying I believe in this, but I'm just saying that this is like FIA 500 Twitter are like the girls that always watch Love Island.
Yeah.
Missionary in a curry every Saturday.
Yeah.
That are like we're the ones who are like bride sashes and bride hats on the head, you know, and they're kind of like, they're generally... Anyway, it's a really misogynistic term, but it's like, it's always a way of being very kind of like crushed velvet, live, laugh lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of kind of different stereotypes that are going.
Yeah. So what it says here is essentially FIA 500 Twitter is someone who is perceived by others to be a little bit basic.
Yeah.
Fair?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But...
And sorry, they all drive a Fiat 500. That's why it's called Fiat.
Because they think it's like revolutionary. Yeah. I'm one of kind of new term, and it's called just Nissan Micra drivers.
Really?
And the person is tick. They're just tick.
Really?
Yeah. Carla, I've never...
I just think old people drive Micras now.
I've never been on the road near a Micra and had a positive experience.
But they're very safe cars, really.
It's not the car's fault. It's the fucking drivers, but that's what I mean.
So the person who chooses a Micra. Okay.
Yeah. You're in danger. Molly, you're in danger, girl. Like, it's just very... I can't with them. The minute I see one... Even this week, I was on the M50 and I'm merging on. I'm, like, coming onto the M50 and this Micra... And they fucking, like, changed their shape over the years. Used to be the old
shape. Now they look kind of like Leafs, don't they?
Oh, look it. Don't be... They're always trying to copy off. I think they tried to copy off the Mini initially.
Oh, dear.
Do you remember the old shape? Oh, yeah,
that was hilarious. I love the original 98 Micra shape. Do you remember it was like a bubble with a snout? It was hilarious.
They tried to copy off the Mini, though.
No, that wasn't the Mini one. The one that they tried to copy off the Mini was the next version where they had the two bubble lights. It was like a bubble and the two bubble lights. It was almost like a Beetle slash Mini.
Yeah,
ones, the 98 ones were fucking hilarious. Do you not remember? They were honestly like the funniest. They looked like Barney. It's Barney's head. Barney's head with wheels floating down the road. And they'd always be that like tinted pinkish red.
Wine. It was wine.
Wine. Or it, like if you had a red one, it would always be like completely bleached out.
Yeah. The bonnets would be pink.
The bonnets would be pink. Like pink. Yeah. They were fucking gas.
Well, this was a new style one. And I was like, because I hadn't come across one in ages. And I was pulling onto the M50 and this Micra decided to pull into the, you know, the lane that you're going to be using if you're exiting and the next exit, but they're doing it as they're passing an entry lane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Say like between Finglas and Blanche, I'm coming on at Finglas and she decides to merge into the lane at the Finglas entrance. I'm like, no, get up the road a little bit more. But she was halfway over before I just went, beep. And then she fucking swung over. She nearly ended up on the other side of the, here I was. And I wouldn't even mind. I'm very conscious because I know people can be nervous. And, you know, like I wouldn't be doing a big fucking obnoxious. Like, there's no need for it. You know what I mean? But I just did a kind of like, she's about to crash into me. Like, my car is, there's an alert because there's another car too close on this. Like, I'm moving in motion. So I just did it like a little bit. Nah. And she fucking.
Off she went.
Off she fucking went.
See you later.
And I was like, they're still at it.
Later, skater.
The fucking Nissan Micra drivers are still at it. I was giving her the benefit of the doubt. It was a new shape and all.
Yeah.
I would argue. I think I've said this before as well. I have said it about Nissan Micra
drivers. So why were you so panicked?
Because I just feel like there's going to be backlash. You can fucking say it these days.
Yeah, someone will be like, excuse me, I have a Micra and it's on. Yeah, that's, Jen doesn't like driving with you. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
I don't know what to tell you. You don't get a choice in this. Jen just doesn't like driving beside you.
It's her unpopular opinion about it.
It's her unpopular opinion and she's absolutely fume.
Do you have a stomper?
Of course I do.
Carla.
week? It had to be given to my girl Perry. It finally released.
Oh, did it? Yeah. We talked about this on our...
Very Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
It is, like, you can tell he wrote it because I'm like...
Is this the one you played on that Patreon episode to Olivia?
Yeah.
I want to revisit what I said about it. It's kind of, like, it's boring. That's Fia 500.
It's not boring. It's a good country pop song. But it is very, like... It's very, like, the writing of it, like, in the chorus, it's like, bonfire smoke on your hoodie that I stole from your flat. I'm like, that's such an Ed Sheeran lyric.
Mm.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Because it's always, like, kind of poppy, but, like, a little bit Brit. Yeah. A little bit Brit in there. But I love her.
Right, okay.
And I just wish them, and I said this on Patreon, I just wish her, Leanne, and, oh my God, Jade, all the best.
Yeah.
I really do. So... That's my stomper of the week, guys.
Oh, actually, can I give a little shout out to a song that I don't know how... I'm so obviously fucking late to the party on this because I'm a millennial, obviously.
It's going
to
be Despacito, isn't it? No.
That was good, Carla. Well done. That was great. That was fucking fantastic.
You say that as if I don't say funny things.
No, but that was particularly good. Now, Casper Walt, have you heard his song, Simmer Down?
No.
Is
he on his own now?
Yeah. So this is why I think I like it, because it's not part of Versatile.
Okay.
So it's the fucking lyrics. They're just absolutely wild. Absolutely shouldn't be liking them. Do you know somebody, like, remember what we were saying before?
I can't believe he's gone. I didn't know he went solo.
Yeah, because I actually came across a creator on TikTok making up a dance for it.
Oh.
And I'm about to put it on my Feeling Blade and Rap It
playlist
because it's just, it's more so the chorus, right? I'll just play it into the mic. So fucking stupid, but I can't help but love it, right? Where is it? I can't not like it. I don't know what it is. It's just so fucking stupid.
How is Hang that? On a
sec. It's the chorus that I'm just like, it's actually not bad. And I actually just enjoy it.
So you get on me for playing things too long.
No, I'm not. We're talking to
the
chorus.
There,
this is
it.
It's not bad.
So the beat isn't bad. The music, the rapping itself is.
Oh no, yeah, it's kind of, it's mad. Tragic. But the more right, because I saw people coming like doing dance to it and stuff like this, and I was like, I don't really get this. Like, what the fuck? And then the more I listened to it, I was just like, it's actually a little bit iconic. I'm gonna lie. I just, but for the cringe of it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. Well, I think we said that previously about Blue Raz, didn't we? Where we were like, this is so mortifying, but off we go.
Yeah. No, yeah. I would sing along to it definitely for sure. Yeah. Absolutely love that. Right, we're going to continue the conversation over on Patreon. We're going to leave it off with a little snippet
of what we're talking
about. A little taster. And then we'll hope you enjoy
the Jesus,
lick it. The links are always down below. You know yourself. Should we talk to you next week? Bye.
Bye. We have an estate WhatsApp group. Good Friday evening, after a few vinos, I noticed a message pop up, something along the lines of, and this is for you, winky face, winky face. I've been texting my friend, so I already had WhatsApp open, and I went into it. A full-blown dick pic from a 64-year-old married neighbour. He deleted it after a minute and then tried to recover from it, sending a message in to say it was a test message to see if the group was active.
Yeah.
He deleted that then as well, and then the admin of the group removed him, and he's not... And he's not been seen since.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, I have photos with this one.
What?
Yeah.
The dick pic?
No. Oh, a different one. Sorry, I've moved on. That one's fucking brilliant, but I've moved
make
on.
Make that clear.
Yeah, sorry, I've moved on. I don't have a dick pic. I'm sorry. I do not have a... No.
But I didn't want it.
And this is for you. Testing. Sorry, did anybody get that?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.